Oaks Baptist Church, and good morning to the congregation that is online on Zoom. I am so excited to be back in Oaks Baptist Church. Very, very much excited, because it's been about 2.5 years now since last time I came here. COVID is the one to blame. We can't see him physically. But somewhere, whatever he is, we blame him for all this. I should have so much wanted to be in this place literally at least every 6 months or so, but of course, it's not possible. I'm so much excited to be here. I want to begin from the note of telling, especially those of you who don't know me, that I'm Benon Kayanja. That's my name. I am an international missionary worker with the BMS World Mission, seconded to Uganda, to an organization that is registered in Uganda as Justice, Life and Health, as an executive director. It's a very recent appointment, about 6 months ago, starting from the month of January this year. And my overall responsibility lies with implementing strategy, mainly. The other things are operation in nature. And, that is what it is. I want to say that I'm so much overjoyed to be seeing each one of you, especially those of you that I saw last time. I want to thank God so much who has looked after each one of you in this very difficult time of the pandemic. We lost one of our board members, so when I come and back and see each one of you, I really praise the Lord so much for your lives. And so much glad to see, especially those ones that I saw last time. I bring you greetings from my family. That is my family. Dorothy, you see there, is my wife. We are now 18 years in marriage. And in those 18 years, we have two boys, very handsome boys. Favor, the one in the white shirt behind there, is now 11 years, turning 12 in December. And Bride, the one who you see in front there with a big, huge smile, is 8 years now and is turning 9 in November. They are quite tall guys. Next time I come back to you here, I'll be giving you a photograph where you can easily tell who is taller than the other. I know for sure the two boys by then will be taller than their mom. And their mom will be looking to them and saying, hey, what do you want me to do for you from that distance? The mother's not as tall as I'm pretty sure that they are following my height. I bring greetings to you. I spoke to them this morning. They wished me happy Father's Day this morning, and I said thank you so much. This time around, I feel it because of the distance. I mean, way back in the days, they were telling me happy Father's Day, and I wasn't feeling it because they're close to me. This time around, I really, really, really feel it. So that's my family, and they send you greetings. Looking forward to a time when they will come to Uganda sometime in the future. I also bring you greetings from the Justice, Life and Health Board. That is the organization that I have been seconded to. And we are in a transition right now in Uganda. Hitherto all this, the BMS World Mission was directly implementing. But now they have to implement alongside this entity. And so there's a substantive board that is in operation. And the gentleman you see there in glasses with a striped T-shirt is the chairman of the board. On his immediate right is Carol. Carol Dembe is the vice chairperson. The others in there are members. Richard, here you definitely recognize some faces there very, very well from Guru. Absolutely right. And I also bring you greetings from the staff. You will have seen these photographs before. It is us at the end of March, start of April. Because you have in there Joseph Ovenden, Lois, his wife, and Timothy Dabi there, and Lena, his wife. Those have come back to Uganda, having been in Uganda for 7 years, serving with the BMS World Mission in that country. But now what is left, when you get all those four out of that picture, what is left in there is basically the staff that we have in Uganda currently. They send you greetings, and I spoke to one of them this morning, actually, and they emphasized that, please, would you relay our greetings to them. I also bring you greetings from my church, Sanctuary of Worship, where I'm a member of the congregation as well as an elder. I'm also in charge of leading discipleship and the men's ministry. And then there's something also that has just come up very recently from the start of this year, where I've been asked to coordinate the 11 churches in my village as an intercessory group, which is basically one that prays for the churches to be united for a common front. So basically, those are a few greetings that I thought I would bring to you before I dig into the work that we are doing down there. But I must say, even before I do that, I'm so much overjoyed to see each one of you. And I want to thank three people specifically for having kept in touch with me. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to say this again once and for all, that the Oaks Baptist Church has excelled. COVID time was really, really, really hard. You needed somebody to keep in touch with you and to let you know that you are not alone in this journey. We are out there. So I want to thank God so much for Philip Clements, who actually is, as soon as the predator comes out immediately, within seconds, I don't know how he does it, he's quick to drop a message almost immediately, and he's talking about things he has read. He tells you he has taken time to read the letter. So much. And for Richard Waller, who also has kept in touch, thank you so much. And of course, Anne Rothwell, thank you so much, Anne. We had a little bit of a struggle when all this was starting with the emails, but somehow we managed to go through. Those three have kept in touch with me, in touch so much that I felt like I'm actually here. Actually, the words of Paul in the book of Philippians chapter 1, verses 5, encouraged me over and over again about the partnership that Paul had with this church in Philippi, that he kept over and over again thanking God so much for. Very good. So basically, those are my points. So now I want to get into giving you a feel of what the BMS World Mission is doing in Uganda. But before I do that, I want to draw your attention to the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 38, where in Scripture we see, it says there that Jesus Christ, God had anointed him with the power to go and do good. And as he was doing good, wherever he was doing it, he was also healing the sick. Now that has been so much of a motivator for me in the BMS work that we are doing in Uganda. Because when you look at that piece of scripture, it tells you the holistic approach that Jesus Christ had unto each and everything that he kept on doing. You see, he was, yes, so much interested in the spiritual aspects of each and every person that we see, but also the physical aspects of it. So much interested in the repentance of the people, but also about their physical good. So that is the approach of the BMS World Mission in Uganda. It is holistic. So as BMS seeks to transform the lives of the people, it is both spiritual and it's also physical in a sense of some sort. And Paul also reminds us in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1, to imitate God. And so we should be imitating God, we should be imitating Christ. So what Christ has done, we should be seeing to be doing. So basically, those are the motivating pieces of scripture that we want to do. And so the Justice, Health and Health in Uganda has three areas that are thematic in nature. So basically, whatever we do, we keep hitting those three areas. We are into the justice area, we are into the livelihoods area, we are into the health area. The justice bit of it is not the justice in the sense of the legal aspects of it, but rather the social aspects of justice, where we address the imbalances of our social well-being. I mean, when somebody is poor, definitely that trickles down to the way they live with the people that are around him. Most of the gender-based violence you've had actually is connected with people's social aspects of life. So those are the ones that we address from the justice perspective. So we are also into livelihoods. This is basically activities of things that we do that will improve people's well-being, their existence, so that they become productive. We are also into health. Now, there's an interdependence of all those three. Health is so much important when you talk about livelihoods. You mean you want people to be healthy so that they are productive. Okay, so those are the three important areas. So whatever we do is in those three areas. Now, whatever we do, church is being used as a point of entry. And so we have in our strategic plan two areas that we've designated for our work in Uganda. So the BMS World Mission has presence in Gulu, where Richard Waller has been and is planning to come once again, but also in Kasese. So those are the two strategic areas where we are. Now, church in those two places is used as a point of entry. So we have associations, Baptist associations in that place that we do have partnerships with. And so we have existing memorandums of understanding between us. And so we go through those associations so that we can get to the communities. So whatever we do is through the church so that we can get into the community. But also that helps. It helps us quite a lot. Why? Because then we have the oversight of the leaders in the churches. And the more you have the oversight of leaders in the churches, then you know definitely they own the projects that you're doing. A case in point is, for example, Pastor Jimmy, who is the church minister of UCC in Gulu. You would definitely have heard from Richard talk about him quite a lot, who is our church engagement worker right now, and he's a minister. And so he runs a series of projects that are within his locality. And so having him as a leader in that specific respect gives him also the oversight role. And so I want to approach the things that we've done lately from two aspects. I want to approach it from the aspect of what we've been able to do in this recent times, but also to give you a sneak peek of what is coming up so you can have an idea. The sneak peek actually would point me to ask you to pray for us, because that is where we need your help mostly. Thank you so much for praying with us. For the milestones you see over there, those that things that God has enabled us to do in the recent past. But the blood you see there, 2022 to 2026, are the things that we're planning to do. So we have a church engagement worker right now in the name of Pastor Jimmy. The BMS World Mission has raised funds to get us to get the position in place. And so he has been given the role and responsibility of coordinating all the churches that are within our strategic areas of focus in Kasese and Gulu to make sure that the church is mobilized so that it can effectively go out there and do the message. So that is in place. So Baptist associations have been mobilized and partnerships have been signed, and church leaders' trainings have been organized. Matter of fact, we had one yesterday. And then lastly on that list is that we're using a CCM model, which is church in community mobilization, as a strategy to help us get the churches mobilized. It's a strategy that actually allows the church to self-discover itself of all the potential that it has. In most cases, churches, many of our respects, have not get to the level of identifying themselves. So those things are already in place. Now, we want to get into the year 2022 from now or into the next 5 years. We are talking about looking at the effects of COVID to the churches and realizing the importance of getting into capacity now. How do we get the pastors from where they are with the effects of COVID to get them to realize that there's something and potential that exists in this gap that can be raised up? And so we are into capacity training and leadership training like the one we had yesterday. So that's something coming up. We want to activate CCM to the churches towards their self-discovery. That's coming up as well. We also want to enhance the importance of village serving groups. I'll be talking to you about this aspect a little later, but the model is such that every church in the two strategic areas of focus to have a village serving group where they can save money, and out of that, a lot can be done within the church. So that's definitely coming up. So that's one area we are saying that for us to do anything we want to do, we need to do it under the church. Now, getting into the specifics of the three thematic areas, justice is one of them, and one of the projects we have in there is the child protection. Child protection. Now, what we've done so far is that we have done child protection trainings to up to about 60% of the schools, specifically in Gulu. We have another 40% which have not been covered yet. We know that into this new realm, that is definitely going to be coming up. Child protection is about awareness, especially with those people who are working with children, with those people who actually have children, and with the children themselves, and bring them to the awareness of the importance of the rights that they should know about. So that is very, very important for us under the justice mandate. And so we have also increased awareness in that respect. And then we have children's leaders from grassroots that have been trained. And then good enough that all the 60% schools have signed the policy. Signing the policy means adhering to it and also owning it and becoming part of it. But now we want to take it a little further than that. Into this new realm for the next 5 years, we are talking strengthening the child protection mechanisms. Now, there are so many avenues out there that are connected with children that have not been reached. We're talking about the LCs, talking about the district offices, talk about the sub-county offices. We want to bring them into the picture so that they can understand and work this together. So those are areas we are getting into as BMS World Mission, and to see how best we can get them together into this boat, and so we can work together. We want to increase engagement in the alliances and networks. We believe so much that when we come together, we can share information, of all, especially people that are working with children out there. And so we are going to activate that. organizations that are like-minded, that are working with children, want to form a forum of some sort where we can talk and see what is it that you are lacking that I can give you, what is it that I can give you, and that sort of thing can get us to another level. We also want to develop child protection value position. We want to excite people about child protection, excite them. That is actually high on our list, so that people can understand the importance of this. So that's child protection. Moving on to the livelihoods mandate. Actually, the livelihoods mandate in our organization is kind of the niche, kind of, if I must say. Most of the things that we do are tending towards livelihoods. So we are into more. If you can ask me what exactly is your comparative advantage, it is in improving people's livelihoods. And under that, we have ALP. ALP there is Agri Livelihoods Project. It is agriculture-based because Uganda is a 90% agriculture country. That's our backbone. And so having approaches in the area of agriculture is basically getting to the point that actually will make and bring changes to what we are doing. And so ALP is about a group of farmers in Gulu who are trained by our staff to improve on the agriculture so they can have high yields. It is basically that. And in the recent past, farmers have been mobilized in different groupings. In the recent past, we are seeing production of food. There are a few challenges with that. The problem has always been with the market. The farmers have been trained. The food is being produced. The problem is then when the food is produced, then who buys the food? There has been a tendency in the recent past for people to come from Kampala, where I have an office, to come and buy the food from these farmers and take it to Kampala for small pays. So the farmer will have spent all his time and only earning just a little bit out of it. So we've scratched our heads so much. How can we make sure that the farmer earns his sweat? How can we make sure the farmer gets the best out of his sweat? And so item three there, under milestones there, is Chekcham. Chekcham is a new organization that PMS World Mission has registered in Uganda. Its role is to buy and sell produce from the farmers. Very good thing actually coming up. It's only been around for about 6-7 months right now. And so that has been set up. It's registered with the business face. It's just out there to buy the produce from the farmers and sell it. And after selling it, takes back the money to the farmers and retains that which it needs to retain as its profit. So it's just out there to make money. It's not social enterprise. This is profit making. And so the other item we've talked about is Chekcham Collection Center and Storage has been built. That's very key if you're talking about buying produce. So BMS World Mission has helped us raise money, and an office has been put up in Gulu, brick and mortar, and one of the offices there, one of the places there is a store for Chekcham. So we are starting from a very good mileage that if we can find good money, we can buy a produce from the farmers and it can be stored for 2-3 months waiting for when the prices have gone up, then come back into the market and then earn big, going back smiling. So that's what we've been able to do. But now getting into the next 2022-26 years, this is what we are talking. We are talking about developing a supply chain for the farmers. We would want to maintain a strong supply because wherever you go, everyone is saying, do you have consistent supply? Do you have a constant supply for soybeans? Do you have consistent supply for the maize? In most cases, because you're on an off season, the tendency is very obvious that you say, please give me another 3 months, but we want to get out of that and mobilize our farmers so much so that they are able to produce a supply enough for the demand that we do have. That's where we are getting into. It calls for a bit of extension services. Yes, we'll get into that. It calls for a bit of training, and over that we're getting there. We want to enhance the integration of farmer groups into VSGs. Now, VSGs there is village saving groups. Uganda has for a very long time had a very bad savings culture. We don't know how to save. And so whatever we earn straight to the mouth. And so that tells you why every time there's a problem, we don't have anything to get us out of the kitty. So what we are trying to encourage from our farmers and all the communities where we have intervention is a village saving group for every community where we are working. That way, 20-30 people meet once every week and they raise money on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, from where they can get a little bit to go and start their investments and bring it back with a little bit of income. That is what we're encouraging across all the divide of our thematic areas. So we're enhancing that one as well. We want to promote and embrace modern and best farming practices. Actually, into this year, we are talking ox plows. We've for a long time been using a hand hoe. We are now talking ox plow. We don't want to go full-blown to full-blown mechanization of having tractors, not yet, until when we've mobilized the farmers to maximize our plots of land. Good mechanization requires huge chunks of land. But for now, we think, from what we have, ox plow can work very, very well, and it can increase our production. So we want to enhance that. Actually, the sort of proposal we are building right now have all ox plows coming up with it. That is coming up also. We also want to promote environmental management. You realize, especially for those of you who have been to Guru, that we're encouraging mixed farming. So when you have soybeans and maize, we encourage that a tree has to be built in there. So you have agroforestry. Genesis, who is actually managing this, is doing mixed farming. So trees are very, very important for all the gardening we're doing. So we're encouraging that in the specific direction of environmental management. So that's one item under ALP, under livelihoods. There's another item under livelihoods called environment. Now, this is key in the BMS World Mission right now. Very, very key. I'm pretty sure everywhere we want to go. So under that, BMS World Mission has been very supportive on two specific projects. Both of them are eco-related. The first one is the agroforestry, which we have in Gulu and running very, very well. Actually, we want to up it a little bit into this year. So this is about 30 groups of farmers that have been given seedlings to plant trees in four types of trees. So that is up and running right now. But then the second one about charcoal briquettes, this is running in Guru. There's been a lot of cutting of trees in Kasese, a lot of it. Matter of fact, the floods that you've heard about in Guru, in Kasese, from River Nyamamba, which is up in Renzori coming down, is because of the tree cover that has been cut down in Kasese. And so BMS flew in somebody called Karen Pomeroy in Uganda to come and do an assessment from climate stewards, and they helped us very, very much. And the way to go around this is to find an alternative fuel, provenance of fuel, and charcoal briquettes is the way to go around this. And so BMS has been very, very kind to help us raise money to buy machines that make briquettes and given to churches in the Baptist Association to help them get out of that culture of cutting down trees and encourage use of waste within your compound. So those are the two most important ones that are running right now. Now we want to up that one up a little bit into this new realm, and we are talking about enhancing the awareness of the importance of doing those things to another level. We want to activate the wide area coverage of tree planting. We want to encourage that among the farmers. Whoever has a plot of land needs to be encouraged to plant a tree in the specific direction of environmental management. We also want to encourage spiritual impact and creation care ministries. So the importance of people meeting together for a training in the spiritual aspects, but also you take them through the importance of managing the things that God has given us, a little bit of stewardship, because God has given us this earth to look after it. Actually, God expects us to look after it. So that's something that needs to come to be seen very well. We want to consolidate income generation from outputs. We also want to enhance village saving culture among us. So you can see village savings again coming up. It's just around everywhere. So those are the two most important under the livelihoods mandate. Moving on, are the health interventions. We do have our health, two items that are currently running. Right? We have CTP, you see that up there is community therapy practice. Okay, it's changed a little bit now, but our specific interest is in those children that do not, that have an hearing impairment. So basically they are not able to hear properly. Joe's wife, Lois, was the one who was directly in charge of this. Now that Lois has flown back to UK, we are now in touch with an organization in Uganda, and in partnership with it is the FOF, Faith Over Fear. There's a gentleman there. But now we want to reorganize it in such a way that a BMS World Mission can take this to another level where we can have a clinic established for children that have an impairment, any impairment of some sort that's related with hearing, so that they can walk in and get a service for a pay. And so this will definitely help us in terms of sustainability, but also a service will be given. And so that has been done. We have awareness raising under CTP, but also other than that, under the health mandate, we have water and sanitation activities. So you'll have heard about wet consulting from Timothy Derby. I don't know if Timothy Derby has been here, but wet consulting, something that Richard Waller here has given his time every time he comes to Uganda. So under wet, we have community wells that have been drilled, and the revenue from private drilling has been used to subsidize the water elsewhere. So the idea behind all this is to use wet as an avenue to provide water for the communities that cannot manage, but for those communities that can manage and can pay for it, then those communities actually pay for that service so that the money that comes in can help to go and start another borehole in a community where people can help themselves. So that's the sort of thing that Richard has been working on, giving ably into that area. Now I want to activate a social enterprise model. I talked about an audiology clinic, especially for those that cannot hear. We want to register an entity whose responsibility would be to those people that can manage to pay. And also want to strengthen and widen access to clean water and water harvesting. Water harvesting more in Kasese, because that is what works there. So we'll come up with water harvesting tanks, especially for those communities that do not have water in that sense. We're adding on two other things. These are fairly new. We want to get into supporting for improved nutritional status. You know very well that good health comes with productivity. If you're not health enough, you cannot produce. So instead of having you at home because of your failure to come and work, we want to improve that area. We also want to venture into sexual reproductive and maternal health. Those are very, very key. So those are the kind of things that I thought I would bring to your attention. That is how it looks like into the next 5 years from the year 2022 to 2026. And I'm coming back to you this time around asking you to pray for me, because all this falls on my shoulders to have the organization into that direction and to make sure that all the team members are all focused that direction. It's a huge amount of work. And so I have some prayer requests for you that I'm asking you to pray with me. I'm asking that you pray, first of all, for the board, especially in this transition. Transition because in this realm of time, we are having the BMS World Mission start a process of handing over the responsibility of running the affairs of that entity into the hands of the locals. And so with Joe and Lois and Tim and Debbie back to Uganda, all that's in there is basically me and Genesis, who are international mission workers, and the other Ugandans. So you can see there's a good presence of the locals now managing their affairs. So I want you to pray for us that the foundation that has been laid by the mission workers from the UK will be maintained, and that the work will go to another level. That's one. I'm praying for wisdom to be able to deliver. Wisdom not only to me, but also to the other staff that we do have. Please pray for me for the work to grow using local capacity. Pray for me also for the locals to build sustainable approaches to project interventions. Pray for me that for the local implementation partners to stay focused. Even when Justice Urban Health is a local implementation partner of the BMS World Mission, Justice Urban Health also has local implementation partners like Kasese Baptist Association, because Kasese Baptist Association is one. So let's pray that the whole two will be focused. These last two are very current issues right now in Uganda. Please pray for the economic situation in Uganda currently. It is, fuel has gone up to about 6,000 shillings a litre, which is equivalent to about a pound and a half here. Now, fuel is a determinant. Once fuel in our country, when fuel goes up, literally everything goes up. So we have serious inflation in double digits in Uganda. Money doesn't have any value. So let's pray for the situation that God in his own wisdom will help us get out of that situation. I was talking to Richard this morning about a school that he knows very well, GGT. All the teachers are having to walk distances to come to work. They arrive an hour late and leave an hour earlier. Such a teacher will never be productive, I can tell you. It's going to be really hard for them to concentrate. There are other situations we can talk about, but also pray for the current refugee crisis in Kasese. There's a war right now in Congo, which is neighboring Uganda, and it's sent massive, very massive. There's a total, according to UNHCR, a total 36,000 refugees, but 10,000 of those ones are in Uganda. They've crossed in Uganda, and most of them are in Kasese and in the churches in Kasese, especially in Kasese Baptist Association. So let's pray that God in his own wisdom will give us a way to go around this. Thank you so much for giving me time to share with you and listening from where I started to now. May God richly bless you. Over to you, David. Thank you.